Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for our meditation this day is the Gospel from St. John's 12th chapter. Here again, this portion which reads, "Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, 'Sir, we wish to see Jesus.' Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus." This is the text. In Jesus' name, dear friends. The old saying goes, you should be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. These Greeks who had come to Jerusalem had absolutely no idea what they were about to receive when they asked of the disciple Philip, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." They had come to Jerusalem, like so many others, to celebrate the Passover, and they wanted to see the King of the Jews. Little did they realize that as it had happened on that first Passover so many years before, they would behold the angel of death passing over the holy city. But it was not for their death that he came, but he came for the death of the Christ. He came for the life of the world. What these Greeks would see would not be what they expected of their wish to see Jesus. Here they see Jesus and hear them speaking in terms of being lifted up, of dying, and of rising again. They may have thought it all to be Greek to them, or maybe better, Aramaic to them. But this may well have caused some consternation among them, for the Son of Man who they came to see was speaking of his impending death, speaking in terms of his immediate future, in terms of their eternity. And what an eternity it must have seemed to the Lord as to his human nature. The Son of Man was soon to give his life as a ransom for many, for the salvation of mankind, for the life of the world. Here was the whole world before him, Jews, Greeks, people from near and far, all there in Jerusalem for the feast. Little did these Greeks, or even Jesus' own disciples, know that they would soon feast on his body and his blood, given and shed for them, poured out for many, for the forgiveness of sins, and for the glorification of his Father in heaven, whose voice they heard booming from the heavens, "I have glorified my name, and I will glorify it again." The glory of the Father would come at the expense of his only begotten Son. The Son would glorify the Father with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, the death that brings us life. Eternal life, life to the fullest. For we have no life in and of ourselves as we are dead in our trespasses and sins. We are spiritually blind, dead, enemies of God. We are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. And for those sins, the Lord was bound in chains and brought before the Sanhedrin, Pilate, and Herod to be handed over to be crucified. It is for us and for our sins that the Lord would be crucified. For even while we cry Hosanna today with the crowds in Jerusalem, we will join them in a few days as they too turned on their king and cried, "Crucify him." And it is for us that the Father's voice boomed from heaven that first Palm Sunday, and for us that the Son cried out from the cross on Good Friday, "Father, forgive them." Yes, we may call Good Friday good. For the time had come for Jesus, whose name literally means the Lord saves, to save sinful mankind, to lift up fallen man by his being lifted up on the cross, so that all who look to the Son of God will see the light that is Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. We may call this week holy, for in this holiest of weeks the hour of the King had come. The Son, out of obedience to his Father's will and out of his own great love for us, did not cry out, "Father, save me from this hour." But he prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done," and saved us at that hour, as St. Paul says to us, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Again, he says, "For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For this reason, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came to this hour, for Jesus has come and brings pleasure eternal. It is our pleasure that he bled and died to take away our sin. It is our pleasure that he paid the price for our sins that we could not even begin to hope to pay. It is our pleasure. Even more so, it has been the pleasure of God, our Heavenly Father, who desires not the death of the sinner. For the blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Blessed are you whose old Adam has been drowned and died in the waters of baptism. Blessed are you whom God has called his child and marked with the sign of the cross, by which your sinful nature died with Christ, for you are baptized into his death and resurrection. Those Greeks had no idea they would see Jesus and the fullness of his love in this way. They received more than they asked. But this is how God works. For when we ask to see him, he gives us to see him for who he truly is, the God of love. His love shown us in his being lifted up on the cross to draw us to himself, to win the total, complete, and perfect forgiveness of our sins. The same total and complete forgiveness he gives in baptism, in absolution, in the gospel, and by the Holy Spirit, we receive these gifts in faith. Our Lord gives us the fullness of who he is. Indeed, we say with those Greeks who had come up to the feast, we wish to see Jesus. And when we see Jesus, we see the whole of him. He does not deal with us or give his means of grace fractionally. He does not give us only a percentage of himself, but all of himself, his name and his blessings and his gifts. The hour has come for your Heavenly Father to be glorified as you taste and see that the Lord is good and that his mercy endures forever. He says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world is cast out. Now is the time to look to Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And just as he had promised, He draws us all to Himself. Now is the time indeed to see Jesus. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.